What's going on, everybody? American Football Network here with another video today. And today we're bringing you guys our Ohio State versus Michigan preview and prediction video. The game will be this Saturday. I know everybody's excited for it. Every college football fan will be tuning in. But before we get started with today's video, make sure you guys like and subscribe. Help me hit that goal of 1,100 subscribers by the end of November. It is rivalry week. We're jacked for it. So make sure you subscribe. Don't miss any of the content we've been putting out or any of the streams we're going to have. Check out the description for links to our shop, podcast, website, Patreon page, and our College Football Roundup channel. Check all of that good stuff out. You can find links for all of it down in the description. But let's go ahead and jump in to today's video. So the game, Ohio State versus Michigan, this Saturday, November 25th at 12 o'clock on Fox. Michigan comes in favored by 3.5 points, will be a home game for the Wolverines. Ohio State coming in 11-0 on the season, 8-0 in the Big Ten. Look at how they got there. They won at Indiana 23-3, beat Youngstown State 35-7, beat Western Kentucky 63-10, beat Notre Dame on the road 17-14, beat Maryland 37-17, beat Purdue on the road 41-7, beat Penn State at home 20-12, beat Wisconsin on the road 24-10, beat Rutgers on the road 35-16, beat Michigan State at home 38-3, and beat Minnesota at home 37-3. They get the Wolverines this weekend on the road. And then you look at Michigan. They also come in 11-0 on the season, 8-0 in the Big Ten. Beat East Carolina week one 30-3, beat UNLV 35-7, beat Bowling Green 31-6, beat Rutgers 31-7, beat Nebraska on the road 45-7, beat Minnesota on the road 52-10, beat Indiana at home 52-7, beat Michigan State on the road 49-0, beat Purdue at home 41-13, beat Penn State on the road 24-15, beat Maryland on the road 31-24, and match up against the Buckeyes this week. So, look at a brief series history between these teams. Michigan leads the all-time series 60-51-6. Michigan has won the last two matchups, but Ohio State won the previous eight between that. So maybe Michigan's starting to go on their little bit of a streak here, like Ohio State had winning eight in a row. Maybe Michigan can rattle off a few more than just two in a row here, and that'll continue Saturday if they're able to do that. Or can Ohio State start their own new, and we'll have to wait and see. As only the players can determine that one on the field Saturday. But my biggest three factors for this game in determining an outcome, this isn't keys to the game for Ohio State or keys to the game for Michigan. This is just the biggest three factors in the game on Saturday. Number one is the Ohio State defense. Got to make that Michigan offense one-dimensional. Got to shut down the run game for them. Put the pressure on McCarthy to throw the football. Make him use his arms or even his legs getting out of the pocket, but do not let them hand the ball off 32 straight times, not attempt a single pass in the second half like they did against Penn State. This Ohio State defense has got to find a way to stop the run, not give up huge plays in the run game, and make Michigan throw the ball some. Number two kind of builds off number one. That is J.J. McCarthy. He's my second biggest factor in this game, I think. He's going to have to make some plays to give his team the chance to win, because they're not going to be able to just run the ball 32 straight times, not pass it at all in the second half of the game. So they're going to have to rely on his arm at least somewhat in this one for them to have a lot of success. So I think McCarthy needs to have a big game here and needs to be able to have a pretty big game and make some big plays here for the Wolverines. Number three is the Michigan secondary. They're going to have to find a way to stop one of the best passing attacks in the country and the best wide receiver in the country in Marvin Harrison Jr., who's going to go in the top three come time for the NFL draft. They're going to have to find a way to stop him. Not only that, they're going to have to find a way to stop Emeka Egbuka. Not only that, they're going to have to find a way to stop Julian Fleming. Not only that, they're going to have to find a way to stop Cade Stover. And then on top of all that, they're going to have to stop Travion Henderson out of the backfield running the football. So it's going to be a tough day for the Michigan defense. but they're definitely talented enough to stand their ground and make some stops. The question is, though, is just, you know, are they able to do that? But I think the Michigan secondary is the biggest one because, you know, I think that Ohio State will run the football some, but I don't think they're going to be as committed to the run game as they are. Just, you know, throw some different looks at Kyle McCord, you know, make him second guess himself, make him make some mistakes. The biggest thing is you just got to find a way to keep all those receivers' targets in front of you. Do not let them get behind you, because if they get behind you and Ohio State gets a few quick strike big plays, then this game could get out of hand for Michigan. It could, and Michigan could end up letting it slip away and lose it. You know, but let's go ahead and jump into the score prediction, as those are my big three factors on what I think will determine this game. Let's go ahead and jump into the score prediction. So I've really gone back and forth on this one all week. I've looked at it so many different ways, thought about the game so much. But I decided on Ohio State 24, Michigan 20. I think Ohio State, both of these teams are going to have so much to play for. One, they're playing to go to the Big Ten Championship, and you know, the winner wins the Big Ten East. The winner is also basically guaranteed a shot in the college football playoff, because Iowa's not going to beat them. You know, Iowa's not going to beat either one of these teams. So, you know, you just got to find a way to win. Whoever wins this game does that. But not only that, you got all this stuff going around Michigan. Michigan's going to be playing for Harbaugh. They're going to be playing, you know, just because they feel like everybody's out against them, even though obviously we all know that's bullcrap. Michigan's 100% guilty. That's why they have negotiated with the Big Ten to get them to stop investigating, because they know the more and more they investigate, the more and more crap that's going to come out. So, and just for the record, I know I've kind of been on Michigan a little bit in this video. I'm a Clemson fan. I don't like either one of these teams. To be honest, I hope Michigan wins the game, because I just cannot stand Ohio State. Their fans are already annoying enough, and they haven't even won anything recently. I know Michigan hasn't either, but I definitely have to interact with a lot more Ohio State fans down here than I do Michigan fans. So, you know, I hope Michigan, but not only that, I hope Michigan beats Ohio State, eliminates them from the playoff, and then the NCAA says, nope, you know what, Michigan, you're not allowed to be in the playoff, and we get neither one of them in there at all. That's what I'm hoping for. But I think Ohio State will win the game 24-20. I just think they're able to get a few of those big plays from Marvin Harrison and some of those other guys. I think they get a few big plays, maybe even a big run from Williams or Henderson. But the biggest thing Ohio State's playing for is they want to show the world that the only reason they lost the last 2 years is because Michigan had their signs. That's what they want to show, is that Michigan only beat them because they had their signs and knew what they were running. That's the biggest thing Michigan's wanting to play for as well, is to show, no, we're better than you. If we're better than you, and we were those last 2 years too, we just had your signs, but we didn't need them. That's not why we beat you. That's what Michigan's going for, is not that, you know, that it's to prove, hey, we don't need your signs to beat you. We're just better than you. And Ohio State's trying to prove the only reason you beat us the last 2 years, because you stole our signs illegally. So that'll be fun to watch. I think there'll be at least one shoving match or fight, whatever, in this one. I think it's going to be a very heated game. These two teams just flat out hate each other. But I think at the end of the day, Ohio State's just going to be more physical, more violent than Michigan's going to be. And I think Ohio State's going to find a way to come out of Ann Arbor with a win. And I have a win in it 24-20. But that's going to wrap up today's video. Make sure you guys like and subscribe. Comment those thoughts and opinions down below. Help me reach that goal of 1,100 subscribers by the end of November. Appreciate all of you guys watching, and we will see you.